Mississippi, Mississippi River. He started Minnesota and he seemed to go forever. On you flow to the Gulf of Mexico. Mississippi, Mississippi, Mississippi.
Good find, Jane.
Hey, our guest's district encompasses, you know, there's a Mississippi big section River. Along the Mississippi River.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. All right.
Nightmare song. Wow.
There are. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Jane Matinera on the board, Greg Bach here because it's Wednesday. There are 47 days until the midterm election, and we are doing our best to get the down ballot candidates on the show so you can get to know them before Election Day. And today is no different. We are joined today by State Senator of the 32nd District, Brad Paff, the F is silent, who is running for Congress of the 3rd Congressional District in what has been Ron Kind's seat for two-thirds of my life, but is open for the first time. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for the lead-in song. It was wonderful.
Have you heard that song before?
I have not. So I'll tell you, this district is 200 miles along the Mississippi River. So,
well, that's actually because we're recording this show we're in Waukesha. However, we have stations in Richland Center. We have stations in Wisconsin Rapids, which is part of your district. And so,
that's correct.
What is when you think of the 3rd Congressional District, which is pretty big? What are all the counties? Not maybe not all of them, but as far as how would you describe who your constituents will be when you win?
Well, the district is 220 miles north to south and 215 miles east to west. It is from the Illinois-Iowa border to the south, follow the beautiful Mississippi River north to just east of St. Paul, Minnesota, which is River Falls, and go from River Falls all the way to Stevens Point. And that is the 3rd Congressional District, made up of hardworking, honest, dedicated people. And I am proud to call my friends, my neighbors, and it's been my home.
That is a lot of land to cover. And so I want to get into what the campaign's been like and what you're hearing from constituents. But I guess for people who have not heard from you yet or don't know much about you, who are you, Brad Paff?
Well, I'm a pretty low-key, humble guy. I've had the opportunity to work in agriculture most of my adult life. I served as our state secretary of agriculture for a period of time until I had the audacity to stand up for our family farmers and our rural residents, and the partisan hacks in the state legislature decided to reject my nomination because, again, I had the audacity to stand up for our family farmers and rural residents. But the voters here in western Wisconsin elected me to the Wisconsin State Senate because they wanted me to stand up for them and to work for their interests. And now I'm running for Congress in order to make sure that we protect democracy. We don't have an insurrectionist and someone who tried to get on a domestic airline flight with a loaded handgun serving in the U.S. House of Representatives. So that's who I am. I'm a husband and I'm a father and I got deep roots in this congressional district. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that western and central Wisconsin has a tenacious fighter that will represent their interests in Congress and someone who has deep, deep roots in this district and will always put the people first. And I will stand up to the special interests. And I've done it in the past. I'll do it again.
I want to rehash that story because I think when you were... You were appointed to be the Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Agriculture by Tony Evers. Yep. And the state legislature sat on that appointment and then eventually just rejected you, correct?
That's correct.
And I think I remember this story when I'd just gotten back to Wisconsin. So it was like spring 2020. And I remember this story coming up as far as sitting on your appointment and all of these things. And then you just turn around and go, well, I'm going to make these guys my colleagues. And you ran for state senate, and then they were. And so they had to face you every day. And so what was that like? So for the 2 years that you have been in the state senate, what was that experience been like?
Well, first of all, I mean, the thing is, we in the state senate could be doing a lot more.
Yeah.
It is really disappointing that the leadership in the Wisconsin legislature, led by the Republicans Robin Voss as well as Devin Levenhue, decided to adjourn session in March. And as a result of that, we have seen one half of our state's population lose rights that they've had for the last 50 years. And when Governor Evers called us into special session, upon my recommendation that we go into special session to codify Roe v. Wade into state statute, our Republican colleagues gave us 13 seconds. And that's just the kind of representation that the people of this district are getting right now in the Wisconsin State Legislature. It's really disappointing. There's a lot more that we can do. I think all of us recognize the fact that we've got to rebuild these supply chains that cost, kitchen table costs have gone up. But rather than addressing these issues, the partisan politicians in our state capitol have adjourned. They've gone home. And as a result, the people of this district are sitting here and we're looking, we're saying, what in the world is going on? But now we also have a situation where we need to make sure that we protect democracy, not just at the local level and definitely at the state level, but we've got a real, real lot on our hands in Washington, D.C. I am running against one of three candidates that was part of that insurrection in Washington, D.C. on January 6th of 2021. And now he thinks he can serve in Congress. We can't have someone like that get anywhere near our nation's capital because we saw what happened the last time he was out in Washington. So there's a lot of work to do here, and I'm excited about it. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's because I live in Milwaukee. I'm from Madison. I know kind of the bubble that I have grown up in and now live in as far as what the conversations typically are. And The third congressional district is one of the most purple competitive districts that we have. We don't have a lot of them in Wisconsin, but that is one of them. And so when you have these conversations with your constituents, which there's you're not talking to one party. You're talking to the whole range of where people stand politically and what issues they care about. What are they worried about right now? And how much does, when you bring up the insurrection, does that even resonate? And is it even on their radar?
Well, first of all, what resonates is the fact that their costs have gone up and they want to have a member of Congress that will focus on their needs. What also resonates with them is the fact that, they want to make sure that they've got a member of Congress that shares their values and shares their understanding. And, I've got deep roots in this district. The opponent that I'm running against is an interloper. He moved into this district in 2019 with the sole purpose of running for Congress. And he doesn't know the people of this district. All he wants to do is divide and get more into division. And again, his talking points, sadly, are coming from, the Republican National Committee. And he's afraid to get out and actually have conversations about the issues that are important to the people of this district. But, I come from the farm. And so I recognize the fact that, you got to take it all on and you can't duck from anything. And it doesn't matter if people are Republicans or Democrats or independents or they want to be a part of this entire effort or they're very, very concerned with what's happening. We have to meet. We have to listen. We have to learn. And we have to demonstrate that we're there for them. And so, that's what I've always done. That's what I'll always do. I'll never back down from anything. And I always will put the best effort forward to make sure that we out here in Western and Central Wisconsin get our fair share.
We are talking to Brad Paff, who is running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District in the Driftless District. Driftless District.
That's right. Yeah.
And so how much of a scale has it been to go from campaigning in a state Senate seat, which is much smaller, to trying to travel half of the entire state, trying to meet people in different counties, because it's not like there is a lot of people necessarily in one hub. And I would imagine the people in southern Wisconsin in the 3rd Congressional District are a little different from the people in northern Wisconsin. And so what has been the biggest difference of trying to tackle that much ground?
Well, you are right. It is an absolutely large geographic district, and there is not an interstate that runs from Platteville, Wisconsin to Eau Claire, Wisconsin or Menominee.
Really?
And is a portion of an interstate that goes from Toma to Eau Claire and then over to the River Falls area, but there's nothing that runs directly north to south or directly east to west. So there's an awful lot of state highways, a lot of county roads. But I'll tell you, I love it. Yeah, I am a people person, and I love getting out, and I love meeting people, and being on their farms, touring their factories, having the opportunity to go to a local diner and speak with local residents and get their thoughts and their ideas. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me humble. It keeps me real. And that's what I love about it. And that's what people are looking for here in this district. So, yes, I have. I was just in Stevens Point last night. I will be back in Eau Claire again tonight, and I will continue to travel this district. I was in Richland Center a couple days ago. I will be all over and am all over, and I absolutely love it. And it's the best part of the job, to be honest with you. It's getting out and meeting the people. But the state Senate district that I represent is approximately population-wise, a little more than 25% of the congressional district's population. And so, and it's also pretty centrally located. I represent La Crosse, Vernon, Crawford, and Monroe counties in the state Senate. So it provides a nice central location for me to springboard back and forth throughout the district.
Well, and I'll say, I over the summer, we had a wedding in Minnesota, and so we decided to take the route up the Mississippi.
Beautiful.
It is. I don't think I had done that since I was a kid, and it was so beautiful. I mean, it rivals the beauty of Lake Michigan and what we have on the east side of the state as far as going up to Door County. Yeah. But it's, I think, and you could tell me I'm wrong, there's so many, it feels more untouched. As far as there's not like big developers that have come in, despite how beautiful it is. And there's so many little Airbnbs, like bed and breakfasts. Oh. And it's so quaint still. And there's still so many like mom and pop spots. And it was, I was like, we need to spend more time over here.
You haven't lived until.
I encourage all your listeners. The Great River Road is absolutely beautiful. You have the overpowering Mississippi River on one side, and you've got these unbelievable, majestic bluffs on the other side. And it's a very narrow ribbon. And you are just driving right along the bluffs, right along the Mississippi River, and these little small towns where you can stop and you can have coffee, you can have a sandwich, and you see the eagles are flying ahead. It's a special, special place. I encourage you and all your listeners to come, especially now, because the leaves are turning color.
All right. Well, we're going to take one break, but you're going to stay with us through the break. We are with Brad Paff, congressional candidate for the 3rd District. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Our guest this half hour is Brad Paff, who is running for the congressional seat, 3rd District. Brad?
Yes.
I think Greg had a question for you.
I do.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, sir. So you're knocking on doors. You're traveling throughout the area of your of the district. And one of the things we talked to when we spoke to Representative Snodgrass last week is talking to those people who disagree with you and finding common ground, because you know, growing up, and you say you grew up in the area, your roots are in agriculture. You're going to find people who disagree with you, but it sounds like the way you roll is you're looking for that common ground. You're looking for ways you can connect and ways you can find your likeness versus your differences. How do you do that in such as we see a deeply divided political landscape?
Well, that's a great question, Greg. And the thing is, in this congressional district, I mean, you have to be able to reach out to Republicans and independents in order to be viable politically. There are more registered Republicans than are Democrats in this district. But the thing is this, I come from a farm. And, you know, we just have to be able to get it done. And I approach it. I come right out. I reach my hand out. I introduce myself. And I say that I want to hear them. I want to hear directly what their thoughts are. I want them to be able to put a face with a name. And if they've got concerns about who I am and, you know, how I have voted or what I stand for, you know, I'm a big boy. I got thick skin. I can handle it. Tell me what I've done wrong. Tell me how I can do this better. And I want to hear their approach on how they're going to do it. If they were in my shoes, what they would do. And, you know, what happens is this, is we have 30 seconds of pretty interesting conversation. And then, you know, what happens? We start talking about the local football game. We start talking about how the Packers played the other night and how, the general manager hasn't drafted a wide receiver in years and all that kind of stuff. We start having real conversations as far as just neighbor to neighbor. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that a great deal. Now, am I going to get their vote? You know, we'll see. But are they going to walk away and say, you know, I've had a conversation with that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the guy personally. I don't know how I feel about his politics at times. But, I mean, I'll take that because that's a start. And so that's how I've approached this. I'm not saying I'm always successful. I mean, I've had people tell me, you know, no, we're not even going to have this conversation with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's their prerogative. But at the same time, I'm disappointed in that because I like a good conversation.
Well, and I think that's, and especially in the amount of geographical area that you're covering, mm-hmm. it reminds me almost like, it's almost like running for like U.S. Senate, like a statewide office, because there is so much ground to cover. But
a lot of ground.
The conversations that happen at the congressional district, the state Senate district, the assembly districts that are happening right now, I feel like are so much closer to the pulse of how we kind of bridge the divide, because you are going door to door. You are having so many conversations with your actual neighbors, and it's a lot easier. It's a lot harder to get angry and call names when you're not hiding behind a computer screen, or you're not just reading national headlines. And so I always love hearing those stories from all the candidates that we've interviewed so far as we're actually having conversations. Not always, but at least it's starting, and they know that I am a real person. And they may like me even if we disagree on things.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. And that's how we have to approach it here. You know, I want to get back to a sense of community. The person I'm running against is all chaos. Everything that he talks about is chaos. Everything he's participated in or has touched has been chaos. And the people of this district, regardless of they're Republican or Democrat, they believe in a sense of community. They believe in a sense of community. And, you know, that doesn't mean they don't believe in personal responsibility. That doesn't mean they don't believe in hard work. Oh, boy, that's for sure. But they want a sense of community. And, you know, this is something that my opponent cannot provide. He can definitely provide the chaos.
All right. Well, one of the things we do here to get to know you a little bit better is have a speed round of questions. So first question is, first job.
First job of milking cows. First paid job, though, was JCPenney's. I worked in the men's department.
Nice. All right. Favorite stay-at-home pandemic activity?
Oh, well, I mean, I'll say this. I like to read, but of course, I'm a big Netflix person as well.
All right. Person you'd most like to meet, dead or alive?
Well, Abraham Lincoln.
You're the second person to say that. All right. Something about you that would surprise people.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm a pretty shy person, and I like to stay to myself at times. I really like to do that. But at the same time, I really, really like to engage in public policy and to make sure that our community is, well represented.
Most recent movie or TV show you'd recommend?
I'm watching this rerun of this thing called Turn, Washington Spies. AMC had it on from 2014 to 2017. It's absolutely fantastic. George Washington and all the work he did in order to like learn secret information and intelligence from the British during the Revolutionary War.
Sounds cool. Nerdy. I love it. Yeah. All right. Favorite thing about your district?
Favorite thing about my district is the landscape. Obviously, the rolling hills, coulees, and valleys. This is the Driftless region. But I'll tell you what, the greatest fish fries are in western and central Wisconsin. Every good tavern has a great fish fry.
What's your walk-up song?
I'm a John Cougar Mellencamp. Small towns.
Yeah.
Love John Cougar Mellencamp.
Final question, what's on your Wisconsin bucket list?
My Wisconsin bucket list?
What have you not done yet?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of great things about Wisconsin, but I want to go to Old World, Wisconsin. I know that's very nerdy, but I want to do that.
It's awesome.
And then I want to go to these hamburger stands down in Kenosha. My friend Luke Zahm, who's on Wisconsin Public TV, he's got this greatest job about being Wisconsin foodie. I follow him, and I want to go to all these great places.
All right. Well, in the time that we have left, where can people find more information about you?
www.bradpaff.com.
All right. Brad Paff, running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. Thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck on the campaign.
Thank you. This is awesome. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, it'll still be As Goes Wisconsin.
Suddenly I'm bright and greasy because of all the beautiful and new.